Clerks of court like Charlottesville's Lizelle Duggar were standing by to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, but late Wednesday the Supreme Court issued a stay of the lower court ruling allowing them to wed. Duggar says it's not clear when the high court will hear arguments.
There's speculation that they can take it up as early as the next term. More likely it'll be in the spring term, so it's anybody's guess at that point.
Governor Terry McAuliffe called the court's decision a temporary delay to the inevitable conclusion that Virginians who love each other should have the opportunity to marry, regardless of their sexual orientation. And Attorney General Mark Herring said he had asked the justices for a speedy decision. Herring requested the stay because he feared problems if couples were allowed to marry, and the Supreme Court later ruled against them.
For example, if a same-sex couple were to marry and then adopt a child, and the Supreme Court were to later rule against marriage equality, then it could call into question the validity of the adoption. And another example would be for death benefits and questions about inheritances. And so to avoid that kind of confusion that might occur, I reluctantly agreed that a stay was appropriate.
Two other states, Utah and Oklahoma, also have cases involving same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court could hear one, two, or all three of them. I'm Sandy Houseman.
We have had a string of victories in federal courts all across the country. We've had them here in Virginia. We've had it at the Fourth Circuit. And we've had it in about a year's time from the date the case was filed. I continue to feel optimistic that ultimately, when the Supreme Court hears our case, that it will strike down these discriminatory bans.